Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is a hunger, it's the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
That right there is, of course, Because the Night, originally written by Bruce Springsteen and Patti Smith, performed by, of all people, that was Garbage. So Shirley Manson and Screaming Females. I really enjoyed that. I found that just sort of randomly as I was like going down like the YouTube hole, you know, you do that. Yeah, that was released 5 years ago. And the guitar player there who was totally shredding was Marissa Paternoster. So she's the lead singer and guitarist, of course, for Screaming Females. Wow, that's such a great song. And they did such a good cover. Those voices together really gave me chills. So, all right. The time is 6:36. My name is Anita B. And my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock. My show is every second week. And I play Canadian music at times. I'm just playing whatever I want as of late. All right. We're going to be moving into some more Canadian music right now. So we're going to hear something from the Vancouver band called Dumb. And Mint Records has just released their new record as of like, well, I guess next month. So this is a preview of what's coming up. This is the single from their upcoming record. These guys are from Vancouver, and the lead singer is Franco Rosino. What can I tell you? They're a four-piece, and we're going to hear the song Seeing Green. No, sorry. The song is called Hard Sea from their upcoming record, Seeing Green. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and of course, this is Dumb.
Time to eyeball. Taking stock of my health, there my feet meet the sand. Let's peace out to the bar, cut the guesswork with vodka. Either way, I don't wanna get wet. Look at that goal. Swing it down underneath us. Coming to meet us.
just look over your shoulder.
Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that. Suddenly, out of the beans came the myriad ones, saying, "Hey, little girl, why
Why don't you feed the fish? Why don't you feed? Why don't you feed? Why don't you feed the fish? Why don't you feed?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that is the Soft Boys. And you can find that on a record. It's self-titled, 1976 to 1981. Those guys are from England, featuring, of course, Robin Hitchcock. And there you go, the Soft Boys. I'm playing all kinds of weird stuff tonight. I mean, not weird. The stuff isn't weird, but I'm just like all over the place. Stuff that I don't play often. So it is 6:49. My name is Anita B, and I'm here with you all till 8. And let's see what we listened to prior to that. So, oh yeah, pre-Soft Boys, we heard The Four Tops. Now, The Four Tops are, I don't know, like they're kind of like the poster boys for the Motown sound, of course. And so they're out of Detroit. And we heard their hit song, Reach Out, I'll Be There, from their 1966 record, Reach Out. That was, of course, recorded at Hitsville, USA. And I'm kind of excited to say that because I have a house not far at all, just down the road from Hitsville, USA, which now is the Motown Museum. And if you've never been there, you really need to go. It's a highlight. Of any Detroit trip, I tell you, you have to go. So I did a little research on these guys, and there were four of them, and there is only one left standing. That's so sad. And the guy who is still alive is Abdul Fakir. Now, Abdul Fakir was born in 1935, and this is interesting, I find. He is of Ethiopian and Bangladeshi ancestry. And he went to the Motor City's Pershing High School. And they all knew each other through the neighborhood. And they played football games together. And there you go. So good. I love those guys so much. What can I tell you here? Well, I could tell you more about Fakir. He lives in the Palmer Park neighborhood of Detroit with his wife of 42 years. Oh, my goodness. He has four kids, seven grandkids, and one great-grandkid. And he attributes his upbringing. I know. I'm just reading Wikipedia. But he really cherishes his Detroit roots. And he's into, like, gospel music and jazz and all that kind of stuff. So there you go. All right. The time is 6:52. And let's see what else we played. What else I played and what we all listened to. Oh, yeah. So Dumb. This is a band out of Vancouver. They have a new release on Mint Records coming out very soon. We heard the song Hard Sea off of the upcoming record Seeing Green. Let's see what's going on with weather. You want to find out? I know I do. Let's take a look here. Weather Vancouver. It's actually sunny out right now, which is awesome. And the forecast, I'm mostly concerned about the weekend because I have myself playing some ball as well as my little dude. He's got some ball this weekend. So look at that. Perfect. Ball playing weather. So 21 degrees on Saturday, mainly sunny. And Sunday, a high of 20 with mostly sun. So you can't ask for more now, can you? Can you believe it's already May the 16th? Because I can't. Anyways, all right. So we're... Oh, hey, and it's the long weekend coming up. So I'm stoked. Now, I happen to be a high school teacher. And my school district is giving us Friday off. It's called a school closure day, which benefits all of us. I don't know. They started doing this about maybe 5-ish years ago to try to save money. They were like, well, if we close the school and we don't have to heat it and we don't have to like clean it for that day and do all that kind of stuff, we will save money. And the rest of us were like, yeah, you will. So since they started doing that, they used to have 10 school closure days where we just like, you know, we all still had the same amount of hours of education happening and I still got paid the same and all that. But they just lengthened our school day by like, I don't know, 7 minutes or something. So now we're down to 5 school closure days. And I know that I'm stoked about having a 4-day long weekend because, of course, it's Victoria Day weekend on Monday. So, yay. All right. So let's see what else is happening here. Stork. That's what we're going to hear now. So the band Stork is some friends of mine's band. You've got Luke Mead, who used to be the music director here at CITR. Oh, I don't know, maybe about, I don't know, a decade ago or so. He had been here forever, around that time. And you wonder how he got the name Luke Mead. Well, he's from Alberta, and he used to work at some grocery store. And the story goes, he told me, on his badge, I think this is the story. Yeah, that's right. So on his, employee badge, like, you know, to identify himself to customers, he worked in the meat department. So it said Luke and then meat. That was him. So that's how he got his name. So let's see who else is in this band. Let's see. There's 4 of them. You've got Luke Mead, of course. Matthew Lyons. He's on bass. Now, Matt's been in a whole bunch of different bands. I'm trying to think what... it's escaping me right now. Anyways, of course it is. Ben Frith. You can catch him on over at the record store there on Main Street. Let's see. Alan Forrester used to be on the Nasteon and, the Cinch is the band that I'm thinking Matthew Lyons was in. Matt. Yeah. Bass player. Okay. So let's hear these guys. They have a new record out. It's their, first record. This is it. And we're going to hear the song, Can You Hear It? I can hear it. Hopefully you all can hear it. Let's take a look here. This is actually on CD. Ooh. Now, here's my prediction. You know, all the hipsters are like, yay, cassettes are so cool and fun. But I'm old, and that was like when I was a kid. / early teenager, that was my only form of listening to music. And then we developed something called CDs, and of course the, you know, sound got better and yada yada. So now everybody's like all stoked on the cassettes, which I'm not a big fan of. But here I'm thinking CDs are gonna make a giant comeback, and then everybody has thrown away their CDs. Yeah, because it happened with records. I remember when the whole sort of like vinyl, you know, resurgence, renaissance, revolution, and when it all came back and so many people had sort of thrown away their records or given them away because they assumed they never needed them again. And so I don't know, mark my words, I'm feeling this the CD thing coming back. Now this is only a promo CD, FYI, and ironically I say all this, and on their promo CD it says promotional only available on digital and vinyl. So they don't even have cassettes. All right. I'm on board with that, guys. All right. So let's take a look here. Okay. I think I'm good to go. This is how this works. It's been a while since I've used the CD player. All right. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. And this here is Stork.
Thank you. Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Hub Cycling is hosting Bike to Shop Days. On June 22nd to June 24th, come out and get advice on the gear and techniques that allow you to easily use your bike for shopping trips. There will be route maps for shopping, celebration stations, which have info, snacks, and free bike tune-ups, discounts at local shops around Metro Vancouver, a passport challenge where participants collect stamps at celebration stations to win prizes, guided rides, and riding to local stores to show support. Check out bikehub.ca for more information.
Capital G, ball in the beat. Status Chris Paul or John Wall in the league. Grab a mic till the knuckles will bleed. Cause I believe the potent and I'm potent. Have you geek like speed? If rationale is natural, I will weave. It's all edges and peas. Setting press, we on a permanent steeze.
I'm in the world where my princess is Leia. Ain't she feeling my Vader? And my lore grows greater and greater. Kim trails, dropping poisonous vapors. Have you shaking like Gator?
Been chill, nigga, process to data.
Blu-ray, wave, follow a beta. I DVR for later. Copper Masa with a G to my waiter. You can't define us. X, Y, Z, Z is the generational elitist. Have you cheating virtual think pieces?
See these written words from medical science. Brains defiant, thoughts heavy, baby, they're a major appliance. Leave a tan when dropping to flyness. Do a giant, dude's nice, he tight screwed in with some pliers. Cool with some buyers, yeah, nigga, cool with some growers.
Never know tattletales, only I don't know us. Yeah, show me generation, show us what you gon' show us. So listen, mommy, see, we could collude with a boy. Mouthpiece like coins with a jubilant noise. Dude's rude and as useless as coins. Shoot them boys, verse. Then rehearse in the soothing of loins. Talk to Joey Earl, Kendrick Cole. Gatekeepers afloat. They are extensions of instinctual soul. It's the highest of commodity grade, and you can get it today. One hit and reading pages of Poe. Telly is low, cuddle bunny ready to go. Day of the dead,
bury all the zombies instead.
And it's just your aftermath, bust a cut in your dreads.
Bruce Lee and niggas, Ryo niggas, UFC. Smoke trio niggas, sizzle out your USB.
Surge pricing on these Ubers, I'ma give me a cab.
Yo, where'd you be at?
Arriving on impeccable grass, I be in NYC, waiting for that law to pass.
Cash it, been waiting for a Jets title since last. Richard Todd, Todd Bowles, gangrene on that ass.
Magic Mike on the mic, David Blaine Douglas Henning.
In the church of bust the rhymes, it's my sermon you getting. Horizontal spitting, I'm the exorcist of your written. Don't interrupt me, nigga. Sorry, that's a sin unforgiven. Like how we be skipping on bees like cooking crack in the kitchen.
Wait, just start the package, dry it, back up the wet. This man city's not a game, easy, quiet, on set.
Fine, student of the past, trailblazing the day. Not acknowledging a trend, I swept up in a phase. We still the highest of commodity grades. And you can get it, get it, get it, get it, get it today.
Fresh Adidas squeak across the bathroom floor. Out my back window, I make my escape. Didn't even get a chance to grab my old.
no music, but happy cause free. And the streets to a player is the place to be. Got a knot in my pocket weighing at least a grand. Gold on my neck, my pistol's close at hand. I'm a self-made monster of the city streets. Remotely controlled by hard hip-hop beats. But just living in the city is a serious task. Didn't know what the cops wanted, didn't have time to ask. See my homeboys cooling way, way out. Told them about my morning cold, bugged them out. Shot a little dice till my knees got sore. Kicked around some stories about the night before. Posse to the corner where the fly girls chill. Threw action at some freaks till one bitch got ill. She started acting silly, simply would not quit. Call us all punk pussy, said we are one shit. As we walked over to a hoe, continued to speak. So we beat the bitch down in the goddamn street. But just living in the city is a serious task. Bitch didn't know it hit her, didn't have time to ask. Continue clocking freaks with immense posteriors. Rolling in a blazer with a Louis interior. Solid gold, the ride was raw. Bust the left turn was on Crenshaw. Shiny shine was the driver, don't need your freaks hell. Had a beeper going off like a high school bell. Looked in the mirror, what did we see? Fucking blue lights, LAPD. Pig searched our car, their day was made. Found an Uzi 44 and a hand grenade. Us in the county, high-powered block. No freaks to see, no beats to rock. Didn't want trouble, but the shit must fly. Squabble with the sucker, shanked him in the eye. But just living in the county is a serious task. Nigga didn't know what happened, didn't have time to ask. Back on the streets after five and a deuce. 7 years later, but still had to choose. My homeboy Hen G put me up on the track. Told me E's rolling villain, BJ's got the sack. Bruce is a giant that sees clocking dough. Bebop's a pimp, my old freak's a hoe. The batting ram's rolling, rocks are the thing. Life has no meaning and money is king. Then he looked at me slowly and Hen had to grin. He said, man, you out early, we thought you got 10. Opened up his safe, kicked me down with cold cash. Knew I would get busy, he didn't waste on the ass. My hair grew long on my 7 year stay. When I got it done on my shoulders it lay. Hard from the joint but full out of my heart. I didn't want trouble but the shit had to start. Out with my crew, some punks got loud. Shotgun blasts echoed through the crowd. Six punks hit, two punks died. All casualties were applied to their side. Human lives had to pass just to talk amongst trash. We didn't know who they were, no one had time to ask. Reached in my pocket, pulled my 44. Dove across the room, peeped out the window. 20 cops jumped behind a pinto. Out the back door like some damn track stars. Broke down an alley, jumped into a car. Suckers didn't even see us, they must have been blind. Black wire touched red, the car was mine. We hadn't done nothing, but some suckers got shot. Hit the first turn, goddamn roadblock. Broke through the block and we did it fast. Cops would have shot us on sight, they wouldn't have took time to ask. Gave chase at a serious speed. One more conviction was all I need. This shit was for real, it was no lotty-dotty, cause the boys had to pin the shit on somebody. And me and my crew, we were known to get ill. We carried heat for protection, but not to kill. We bust a corner doing 60, one police car spun, and all I was thinking was murder one. Bust a move into an alley, and did it right. And me and my crew were gone into the night. Broke to my old ladies who threw me a bath. She didn't even know what happened, didn't care, didn't care. This girlie was my whirly, a natural freak. She ran her tongue over each and every part of me. Then she rocked my
dance while I watch TV. A technician with a mission, that's what she was. If there had been a crowd, she would have gotten applause. This girl did everything on earth to me that could be done. Then she backed off and teased me so I couldn't come. Then she cold got stupid, pushed me on the floor. Had me begging to stop while I was screaming for more. After she waxed my body, she let me crash. She knew her loving was deaf, she didn't waste time to ask. Morning feeling good as hell, sleeping with a girly show beats to sell. Hit the boulevard in my AMG, hoes catching whiplash trying to glimpse the teeth. Rang on my mobile, yes, cellular. Got to have a phone when I'm in my car. With my homeboy Red, some stays insane. Broke his bitch jaw for smoking cane. Told me to meet him at the airport. Said he's jumping bail, said he just left court. Caught the first thing smoking in a serious dash. We didn't know where we were going, didn't care, didn't ask. Fell asleep on the plane and so did he. Woke up chilling in NYC. Called up my posse when I got there. Hit the Latin Quarter in Union Square. Rooftop Devil's Nest, the rest we passed. Back door to Palladium just for class. About 4 a.m. we crashed the Deuce. We never catch static cause my boys got juice. Deuced it to the Bronx to rest our heads. Where a shootout jumped off, 9 people left dead. It sounded like it happened with a MAC-10 blast. But it was 6 in the morning, we didn't wake up to ask.
Thank you. guess, the undiscovered continent for you to undress. But you'll not be my master, you're barely my guest. You don't have permission to take any pictures. Be careful of the natural world. Nature can't amend its ways, boils along and then replays. Despite heartfelt springtimes of regret, the storm she still cries for days. Have mercy on the natural world.
Wasn't that beautiful? That's new Nico Case, and the record has not been released yet. So you can find it, it looks like next month, actually June 1st. Yeah. The record's called Hell On, and that is the title track that we just heard. Oh, quite nice, wasn't it? Yes. All right. Well, the sunshine is streaming into the studios here at CITR. So much so, I hate to say this, but I've actually put my black hoodie to cover it, which seems like counterintuitive, counteracting everything that makes me happy, which is the sunshine. But like the sun was actually in my eyes, like blinding me. And of course, the computer screens are like right in front of that incoming sun. But I'm not complaining. I mean, I'm so happy the sun is out. So there we are. And that song worked nicely with the streaming sun. That is, again, yeah, Hell On. All right. Before that, we heard something from like my high school days. That was Ice-T with the song Six in the Morning. I had that on tape. Yes, I did. From the 87 record Rhyme Pays. And I just recently saw a 3-part documentary, and it's so good. Three, or is it 4-part? I felt like it should have continued. We got so based on the documentary I saw is called Hip Hop Evolution, and it is like must see. You have to see it. It's on Crave TV. And so a guy named Commons, a Canadian guy, I got to be honest, I don't really know much about him, but he's from London, Ontario. And he hosted it. He did a great job. He's a rapper, a Canadian rapper of all things. And he's hosting this sort of documentary that delves into the roots of hip hop. And he goes to the source. He goes to all the guys like New York City, Melly Mel, you know it, the entire thing. And he breaks it down like exactly what was the first hip hop song and how did the varying sort of subgenres like differ, and people really got emotionally attached to like all these slight differences, and it was really interesting. And so the last episode I saw of the show left off at the whole gangster rap West Coast LA deal, and so Ice-T of course is interviewed, and they showed a clip of Six in the Morning. And it just brought me back because, yeah, I so loved Ice-T. I think I thought I was black. I was so into Ice-T and all that stuff, like, back in the day. I still am. Like, I love hip-hop. But I'll never forget. It's kind of a funny story because I'm, like, a total white, you know, middle-class, comfortable girl from, like, you know, borderline Midwest, if you will, like, the Canada's version of the Midwest. And I'll never forget putting that tape in the car, and my parents are driving me up to university, and I played that Ice-T cassette, that record, and like my parents were like, turn this off, like what is this? And I mean, I really thought they wouldn't hear the lyrics, but that was pretty ballsy now that I think about it, because that's some pretty hardcore stuff. Anyways, all right, enough of Ice-T. But speaking of hip-hop, we heard something from A Tribe Called Quest, which is probably my most favorite hip-hop band, with Dis Generation, which can be found on their most recent record of a couple of years ago called We Got It From Here. Thanks for... Hold on. It's on the computer here. Thanks for your service. Such a great record. That was the last record with Fife Dawg on it. And he died in March of just over 2 years ago of like diabetes, like diabetic complications. And it's just so sad. He was 45 and my heart was really broken. All right. So my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name's Anita B. It is 7:20. Yes, it is. It's not 6 in the morning. It's 7:20 at night. And we have a band out of Halifax coming on next. They're called Nap Eyes. I've never played them before. We're going to hear the song Every Time the Feeling off their new record, I'm Bad Now. And that's what we got. Now, stay tuned because at 8, so I guess I'm just over halfway through my show. At 8 comes in McConan with his show Mix Cassette. All right, so here we are. This is Nap Eyes. My name is Anita B, in case you're curious. Yeah, my show's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway as well. Oh, and hey, I'm just like promoting my own show as well as The Discorder, which is CITR's monthly magazine, newspaper, if you want to call it, rag. There's a nice article on me, Anita B, in The Discorder. So you can find it online or you can just find the hard copies everywhere. So there's print, the print version, which is still out, which is so rad. Yeah, so check it out. And support The Discorder. All right, let's see what do we got here. Oh, whoa, what is that? What is that? What is that coming on? I just pulled up the wrong, okay, that's, whoa. I pulled up the wrong channel here. That was really bizarre. That's coming out of something else. You don't need to know about it. That was just really funny. Okay, let's hear something from Chris Horrific. Now, Chris Horrific does his own show at CITR. I can't tell you what time. Look it up. But his real name is Christopher Alscher. Alscher? A-L-S-C-H-E-R. Looks like a nice German name. And I've known Chris forever. Super sweet guy. And we're going to hear something off his new record. We're going to hear, what did I pick? Oh, yeah. You Made Me, Your Fault. That's what we're going to hear. So here we go. On CITR 101.9 FM, this right here is Chris Horrific.
Cheating on me. Every time the feeling comes, you never question why it comes to this way. Say you never get an answer that way, but then you wonder anyway. Just you don't really think about it, and you don't really try to figure it out. Night after night, you chase it away, but you know you can never get away that easy, and you wonder why it comes to you, but you know that's hard to say, though you know it feels bad to feel like a space case, like a loser in a meaningless place. Oh, I can't tell what's worse. Every time the feeling comes, you never question why it comes to you this way. You say you never get an answer that way, but then you wonder anyway. Just you don't really think about it, and you don't really try to figure it out. Night after night,
strength, dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby,
funny, honey, you don't care. You never listen to my prayer. Maybe, baby, you will love me someday. Well, you are the one that makes me glad, and you are the one that makes me sad. When someday you want me, well, I'll be there, wait and see. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. Well, you are the one that makes me glad, and you are the one that makes me sad. When someday you want me, well, I'll be there, wait and see. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me.
Caroline says, as she gets up off the floor, why is it that you beat me? It isn't any fun. Caroline says, as she makes up her eye, you ought to learn more about yourself. Think more than just I. But she's not afraid to die. All of her friends call her Alaska. When she takes speed, they laugh and ask her what is in her mind. What is in her mind? Caroline says, as she gets up from the floor, you can hit me all you want to, but I don't love you anymore. Caroline says, while biting her lip, life is meant to be more than this, and this is a bum trip. But she's not afraid to die. All of her friends call her Alaska. When she takes speed, they laugh and ask her what is in her mind. What is in her mind? She put her fist through the window pane,
such a funny feeling. It's so cold in Alaska. It's so cold in Alaska. It's so cold in Alaska.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
From the 2011 Sub Pop record, Diaper Island, we just heard Replace Me. Yeah, that's Chad Van Galen. All right, I really dig that song. He's out of Alberta, and yeah, his music kind of goes all over the place, all over the map. That one is a good one. Very good. Yeah, before that, we heard something from Lou Reed. Now, that song, that's interesting. It's called Caroline Says Two. So that's Caroline Says Two. And I say it's interesting because it's actually, if it sounds familiar, like I know the song Stephanie Says, which is a really beautiful, haunting song. What he did, Lou Reed, was he wrote the lyrics of Stephanie Says and then renamed it Carolyn Says Two. So there's actually a Carolyn Says One and Carolyn Says Two off the 1973 record of his called Berlin. And that's what that was. All right, Lou Reed. It's so funny. I have no recollection of Lou Reed dying. Like, I mean, I'm quite aware of who he is, and he died in 2013. And I was like, wait, did I remember that? Because I don't know where I was, where my brain was, but I don't know. It's very odd. And then there's people who I think died, and then they're still alive, so... Lou Reed, for sure, in case you were like me. You're like, wait, he's dead? Yeah, he's dead. All right. Before that, now, Buddy Holly is definitely dead. Definitely long dead. But we heard Buddy Holly and the Crickets with the song Maybe Baby from his record The Chirping Crickets. I love Buddy Holly. Cannot go wrong with Buddy Holly. It is 7:45. My name is Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here with you all for another 15 minutes until McConan comes in with his show, Mixed Cassette. So right now, we're going to listen to some Canadian music from Vancouver, Fashionism. These guys are one of my favorite bands. And they have a new 7-inch out. You can check it out on their Bandcamp site. Or, hey, if you're in Northern Europe, you can check those guys out on tour. I believe they've most recently been in Finland. Yeah, so they're in Finland. Finland or Finland? I don't know. So anyways, I'm going to stop talking and we're going to start rocking. Did I just say that? Okay. Here's the weirdest thing. Okay. There is a ghost in the studio someplace and I cannot for the life of me figure out what's happening. I'm pulling up a channel and then something comes that should be on a different channel and it's coming through and I'm confused. I'm like, wait a second. Okay. I don't know. So let me try this again. We'll pull that up. Okay. That's good. As I mentioned, this is Fashionism with the new song, with a new song of theirs. It's a 2-song 7-inch. We're gonna hear Come On My Baby, and that's the deal. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Baby's gone. I gave that you can't upset. Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Virginia.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
There's a funny thing that happens to me. Well, there's a funny thing that happens to me. When I'm expecting to enjoy myself thoroughly, there's this one line at the back of my mind. And I can't help but think about it the whole time. It's I can't wait.
Sweetheart,
them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there.
Wonder if she's sorry for leaving what we had begun. There's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone.
Never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere.
That is that. My name is Anita B, and I'm almost out of here. That right there is amazing. That was Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash doing I Still Miss Someone from 1969. And before that, we heard something from the, they used to be from Nova Scotia, the band Partner, but apparently they've since moved to Windsor, Ontario, my hometown. So Partner are a two-piece. I like this description of them. They're both lesbians, but they're not lesbian for each other. So they're a two-piece band, and they are actually inspired by Tegan and Sarah. They're big fans, so go figure. Sounds cliche, but they are. So we heard Partner, who are now residents of Windsor, Ontario. Maybe when I go back soon, I will hang out with them. I don't know. Windsor's not that big. But with the song, Partner song, remember this. From the record In Search of Lost Time. Let's see. Before that, we heard something from, my favorite local band, Fashionism. Such a good band. And that's a great song. They don't write mediocre songs. All of their songs are incredibly solid, minimally, if not amazing. So we heard Baby She's Gone from Come On My Baby. It's a new 7-inch of theirs. And I am out of here, actually. McConan is just about to start, and he will be here for the next hour or so. And that's that. So I'll see you guys in a couple weeks. And in the meantime, what do I have for us? Maybe a couple commercials. Maybe the dish rags. Let's take a look here. Let's go to... Hold on one second, folks. Oh, what is wrong with me? I love to do this all on air. Being not prepared. I almost got through it. Almost got through my whole show with being somewhat prepared. Okay. Yeah, let's hear something from the Dish Rags. These guys are awesome. They're Vancouver's very first female punk rock band, originally out of Victoria. But yeah, here we go. The Dish Rags. Let's hear the song Love Is Shit. It's a 1-minute, 20-second song. And there you go. I will see you all very soon once I get this going. Okay, I gotta kill this stuff. There we go. Again, I'm having technical difficulties. This is Love Is Shit. Bye.